A remote fence line in western South Dakota ranch country is where the dispute all began. The fence hasn't moved since the 1950s, but a complaint from a hunter about a no trespassing sign led to an investigation and then to a survey by the U.S. Forest Service. The land in question adjoins the Charles and Heather Maud Ranch near the Buffalo Gap National Grasslands. Heather Maud says Charles' family has run cattle and worked that land for five generations.
You know, when this hit, it hit at the heart and soul of our place that has been in Charles' family since 1910. They came to the area in 1907 and purchased the adjoining property in 1910 and have managed it without issue and with great care since.
The Maud family was approached by a Forest Service official last summer and told a survey would be needed. They willingly agreed. But a short time later, without warning, they were accused of stealing and using 25 acres of the national grasslands for their own personal use. Attorney Brett Tobin has represented the Mauds pro bono for the past year.
There is nothing more devastating than watching the criminal law used to actually hammer a family. The law is now being abused. It's targeting individuals and going after them when they don't have criminal intent.
As the case began to unfold, local, state, and federal officials rolled up their sleeves on behalf of the family. Former Governor Kristi Noem reached out to Biden administration Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, but no response. The threats of jail time, heavy fines, and even the separation from family began to mount.
I'm so disgusted by the Biden administration that they would do this and persecute a family and threaten to take their children away from them just because they wanted to be political and they wanted to do a land grab of land that never belonged to them to begin with.
Noem's then Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden, whose ranch is about 70 miles from the Maud Ranch, also got involved.
It wasn't about picking a fight with the Biden administration, and it wasn't about chasing headlines. It was about delivering real results for Charles and Heather Maud.
As a former governor, Senator Mike Rounds also went to bat for the Maud family.
This isn't about us. This is about a family from South Dakota who was unfairly and unjustly persecuted by the federal government. This needs to stop.
Homeland Security Secretary Noem calls it an example of the force of the federal government being used as a weapon against the citizens of the United States.
They did not have to take this action. They chose to take this aggressive persecution of this family to the extent that they did. There are already provisions in law that allow the Forest Service to resolve this and could have given the Maud family the land that their family has been on for generations without a fight like this, without a persecution like this. So this was a purposeful attack on their family and their freedom and their livelihood.
Congressman Dusty Johnson decried the threats the Mauds have had to endure for the past year, but he's thankful for the outcome of the case being dismissed by the Trump administration.
What kind of an administration, what kind of a government prosecutes Charles and Heather Maud? Today is a good day, and I just from the bottom of my heart want to apologize to Charles and Heather and their family, and I want to thank them for their persistence.
Respect for the Maud's courage in the heat of the battle crosses state lines, all the way to Wyoming Representative Harriet Hagman, who also speaks highly of the family.
This case was a clear example of the dangers of unelected bureaucrats with far too much power, weaponizing the full force of the federal government against a small family operation that has been in place for generations. Charles and Heather, I want to commend you. You are an example of what real America is all about. When everything was being thrown at you, you stayed the course and kept the faith, unknown and seemingly bleak. Your integrity and tenacity are an example for all of us, and I hold you in the highest regard.
As an outgrowth of the ordeal, Senator Rounds has introduced legislation calling for a formal mediation process over land boundary disputes. He says it's time to resolve disputes like this one over a cup of coffee at the kitchen table.
Here's the deal. If this was in South Dakota, common sense would just say you sit down and figure out whether or not the fence line is right. This is not complicated. So you work your way through it. Neighbors would do this on a regular basis. If you thought you were in the wrong spot or you had a survey that had been done 100 years ago and you needed to update it, or perhaps a creek had changed direction or anything along that line at all, common sense would say you come on in, you sit down, you work your way through it.
Current Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins draws a comparison to the lawfare that President Trump has faced. Because of that similarity, The Maud family's case has become symbolic in the Trump administration's efforts to do all they can to, quote, drain the swamp.
As we have learned here in Washington, certainly under Trump 1, again under Trump 2, is that there are a lot of rogue bureaucrats, and the administrative state is ruling way too much of America right now. And that is what President Trump has tasked us to fix, and that is what we will fix.
Secretary Rawlins shared the Maud family story in this week's cabinet meeting in the Oval Office. She's concerned there may be other similar cases. She says the Forest Service is now under analysis for reform. Tom Rooney, KELLO AM News.